Er hat einen Tasten in der Matte, wo sie sich draufsetzen können. Eine Matte.
Da stand eine Maske, deswegen habe ich gerade gefragt, ob ich sagen will. Maske.
How old are you?
21.
21?
Yeah.
And how long have you been studying in London?
Five months, 6 months.
6 months already. Yeah.
I just decided to come over to Thailand for the Christmas break.
For the Christmas break?
Yeah, my last friends.
Why didn't you go to Malaysia for the Christmas break?
Oh. Because I wanted to visit, you know, like Wat Phamantat and monasteries.
Yeah. How do you know Wat Phamantat monastery?
I mean, through internet and, you know, long past books. Yeah. And yeah, I've watched many videos of Ajahn on YouTube too.
For the English. Sit down comfortable. Yeah, I mean the mat is big enough. Is it comfortable? มีอะไรเขาใช้ภาษาอังกฤษไหมเขาใช้ภาษาอังกฤษไหม
พอฟังได้อยู่คร
ับ พอฟังได้อยู่ And then you wanted to come to Phamantat I didn't go this year first year I didn't go to Phamantat it's crazy yeah all COVID whole world is crazy But in England, they stopped the things now.
Yeah, I think they don't really care anymore.
What?
They don't really care anymore about COVID.
Yes. And that's why the German pull on the lever.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Now the one, the Impfpflicht. The one gets
well,
the Impfpflicht.
Austria also has it now.
Yeah. Austria, yeah. Die gehen vor. Wir haben ja auch, da kam ja auch der Hitler her. Ne?
No comment.
Yeah, they don't care anymore, but in Thailand they care. In Malaysia they care a lot.
Yeah.
I think in Malaysia you cannot go to Malaysia anymore.
Yeah, I can, but I have to quarantine for 10 days.
For 10 days.
10 days. It's very long time.
Singapore, they don't allow anybody out.
That's worse.
The people from Singapore are not allowed to go out of the country. In Australia, they put the people who are tested positive in a camp, internation camp.
I don't know what to think about this, really.
Nah. Yes, I know what to think about. But in the US, in Texas, in Florida, I mean, Florida has always been free. He even forbid, you know, the people, you know, to to test for this and test for that. And Texas followed that after that. Germany, even Denmark opened up, you know. Denmark, Sweden was always open, yeah. And England was always, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And Germany is just going the wrong way.
Crazy, really.
I don't even want to look at the people who are now in the government.
Well,
I went out of Germany I saw something is going wrong in 91. Mm-hmm. When I left Germany.
It's really. Mm. It got worse.
It got worse, yeah. I mean, die soziale Marktwirtschaft hat sich umgedreht. Ne? Das wurde dann, ne? Früher war es ja die soziale Marktwirtschaft, dann ging es einigermaßen. Und danach, ab 89 oder 87, hat sich das umgedreht. Ne? Langsam. Greed. Anyway. So what are your questions?
I really want to ask, like, how do we, you know, let go of the worldly things, you know, to become a monk? You probably have to let go of the world first. How do we do that?
If you want to let go of the world, you will never be able to let go of the world. Yeah? You have to go the path of the Lord Buddha. Yeah? That leads the heart to let go of the world. Hmm? If somebody, you know, I've seen so many, yeah, especially Westerners, so many Westerners, yeah, decide, I want to become a monk. Yeah? And then after 3-4 years, they're wrong. Yeah? I never wanted to become a monk. But I wanted to practice. I wanted to practice the path of the Lord Buddha. And the more you practice the path of the Lord Buddha, I mean, the more you let go, automatically you're not interested anymore. The interest in the world disappears. Yeah? I mean, we always, you know, when we are trained, and now even the young Malaysians and the young Thais, they're all trained here, yeah? They solve all the problems here. Yeah? They don't even know what, you know, they don't even know what the heart wants. Yeah? The heart wants something completely different. Yeah? And the path of the practice is to go back to the heart, yeah? Where all the decisions are made with us not knowing. Yeah? Yeah? Because at the moment we are not in control of our decisions. We think we are in control. Yeah? But the heart has already decided what to do. Yeah? And it just gives you the reason why you should do it. Yeah? Don't you know this? Yeah? I mean, constantly, oh, I should do this, oh, I should do that. Where is it coming from? It's coming from the heart. It's coming from the kilesas, you know, that rule us. Yeah? I mean, that rule us for, I mean, how many billions of lives? Yeah? Trillions of lives? Yeah? They ruled us, you know, to do this and to do that, and go here and go there. This is not happy, that is not happy, you know, that is not satisfactory, that is not satisfactory. Let's do us this, let's do us that, yeah? And while we are here on the human planet, I mean, we do so many bad things, yeah? Because we don't know, yeah? I mean, who is teaching you, you know, I mean, about the five precepts, huh? If we know when we are born as Christians, we know the ten commandments. Yeah? You heard of them. But the ten commandments of the Christian religion, the five precepts are more than the ten commandments. Yeah? Because it includes one important factor, no alcohol, no drugs. Yeah? Yeah? I mean, you know, in Christianity, alcohol is no problem. But in Buddhism, alcohol is the thing that leads us to do not see, to do not understand, to do things that are not in line with the practice. So the first precept is not only not to kill, it is not to harm any living being. And that not harming any living being includes the animals, yeah, the beings that we see, and also the beings that we don't see. Yeah? So, not to harm any living being is the first precept. Not to take what is not given. not only to steal, yeah? Mm-hmm. And if you see the apple in the garden of your neighbor, you know, you think, maybe it is okay, you know, you just take one, yeah? You don't consider that stealing, but it's a stealing. So we have to ask for permission. If things don't have an owner, yes, we can take them. Yeah? If you go in a forest, you know, that has no owner, then we can take the things that grow there. Yeah? But if that forest or if that garden has an owner, we have to ask the owner. Yeah? That's the second precept. The third precept, no sexual misconduct. And when you look at the world, it is full of sexual misconduct. I mean, the sexual misconduct not only prohibits, you know, a married person, you know, to go outside of the marriage, you know, a woman, you know, looks for a man outside of the marriage, or a man looks for a woman outside of the marriage, but it also includes, you know, that parents should not have any sexual relationship with their kids, yeah? Use them sexually. A teacher should not use their students sexually. A professor should not use their students sexually. Yeah? A boss should not use his secretary sexually. Yeah? And when you look at the world, full of that. Yeah? It's called sexual abuse. Yeah? And that in the world is full. Yeah, I mean, Thailand, Malaysia is also full of it. Yeah? Okay, the Muslims are a little bit better because they have... If they are Muslims, they don't drink alcohol. Yeah? If they believe us, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I met quite a few Muslims when I was still a layperson in America, yeah? And they are really strict with it, yeah. Also with their meat, you know, and so on. Yeah? So if they really believe us, they are really actually quite good people. I'm not talking about the extremists. Yeah? I mean, when you look at Christianity, there were lots of extremists as well. Yeah? Yeah?
Oh, yes.
I mean, the cruelty of the last 500 centuries, you know, was mostly done, you know, by Christians. Yeah? Yeah, but also Muslims. Yeah? Anyway, so this is the third precept. Yeah? No sexual misconduct. Yeah? The fourth precept is no lies. Yeah? Yeah? No harsh speech. Yeah? No speech, you know, that puts people down. Yeah? And the fifth, no alcohol, no drugs, everything that makes us unmindful. Yeah? And that is more than the Ten Commandments. So, when we keep these five precepts, we are safe from going down. Yeah? I mean, if you know a little bit about Buddhism, there are 31 realms of existence. Hmm? 25 belong to the heavenly realm. Hmm? We are on the fifth level. Yeah? Below us are the enemies that we see, and then come the ghost realms, then come the demon realm, and then come the hell realm. And the hell realm is divided also in 25 different aspects. Yeah? Depending on the sin that we did, yeah, not keeping the precept, whatever you call it, sin, yeah, I call it sin at the moment, don't have a better word. Depending on the sin that you did, you go into this hell. Yeah? If you did several kind of sins, I mean, you have to go to this hell first, then to that hell, and then to that hell, and then to that hell. Yeah? So if you take, yeah, for instance, lies, yeah, I mean, your tongue will be pulled out, yeah, until the karma of your life, you know, subsides. Then you might be born as a ghost or as a human, and then you go to the next hell when you kill somebody. Yeah? Then you will be killed, you know, and so on, for sexual misconduct. I mean, when you're in Thailand, you see the depictions of the different kinds of hell. Huh? That's where the people go to. And nobody wants to go to hell. Yeah? But we have been so often to hell. Yeah? That's why we don't like it. And we don't like to hear about it. Yeah? Yeah? But most of the people, like I said to the Thais, most of the people don't even have a choice. Yeah? 70% of the people, the Lord Buddha said, 70% of the people, they are not interested in any kind of faith. They have no choice. They just go to hell. 30% of the people, that's us, who are interested. Yeah? But we are interested sometimes, and we are not interested sometimes. So he calls them the swayers, you know? The sway forth and back, yeah? Oh, yes, let me be good, you know? Let me keep the five precepts. And the next day, oh, no, it's too bothersome. Then we don't keep them. Then we keep them. Then we don't keep them. Then we keep them. Then we don't keep them. Yeah? So these people do have a choice. These people have some interest in the Buddhist religion or in any kind of religion, yeah? Because any kind of religion teaches them people to be good, yeah? Yeah? No, there is no religion who teaches the people to kill, yeah? Mm-hmm. So any kind of religion teaches the people to be good, yeah? So that is, yeah. But there's only one religion, yeah? And this is a religion in the true sense of the word, religare. Yeah? To go back. Re, you see, always, it's a Latin word. It's always pointing back. Yeah? And the religion that we have, most of the religion point to God. Huh? Or to Allah. Or, you know, the Hindus, they have many gods. Yeah? No, religare means pointing back to oneself. And that is the Buddha's teaching. Yeah? Go back to oneself, you know. Get rid of the problems in your heart. Yeah? Because the problems arise in your heart. But all the problems arise in your thinking, in your views, in your opinion. Yeah? There's no problem in this world. Yeah? I mean, whatever other people are doing, it's their business. What are we doing? This is our business. The problems, yeah? When you stop thinking, there are no problems. That is a point of samadhi. When we go and enter samadhi, when we enter the stillness of the heart, there are no more thoughts, there are no more memories. So there is no future, there is no past, there is no fear, there is no loneliness, there is nothing, there is just being. Yeah? The pure being. Yeah? And we are happy, yeah? We are peaceful. We are at the first time in our life we are at peace, yeah? And people who have this experience, often or prolonged, for them it is very easy to let go of the world that brings us nothing than dukkha. Yeah? Nothing than dissatisfaction. It satisfies us for a moment when our wishes, when our greed is satisfied, we are satisfied for a moment, but then the next wish comes. Yeah? We know that. Yeah? And there's no never-ending wish. Yeah? We can have as much money as we want. Yeah? We still want more. Yeah? Or we want power. Yeah? We can have as much power as we want. Yeah? Then we want more. Yeah? Or we want this, or we want that. There's no end to wanting. Yeah? But the moment we are in the stillness of the heart, there is no more wanting. Yeah? And that is the beauty. Yeah? That's why it is a very important factor in the path of practice. Yeah? The Lord Buddha taught about the path of practice. The path of practice of sila, yeah? The precept, yeah? Samadhi, the ability to go into a state of mind where where the thought and memory stop. So that we can see there are other things than this world, yeah? Where the happiness arises in that. Ah! Tell them to be a little bit not so noisy. I mean, I can't even hear my words. Ja, sing on tang! Ah! Man fang kamput kom lumpo kom ayok, ah! Yeah, you can come. Yeah, I mean, if you want to listen, you can come.
จำกัดกี่วันคะกี่วันเนี่ย
เจ็ดชาติหลวงตาบัวเซเว่นค่ะก็ลงจากมหาบัวเนี่ยมันยังน้อยก็ ก็เจ็ดปีนะ
ท่านสุชาติบอกค่ะ
เจ็ดปีนะเนี่ยนะ
เจ็ดวันเจ
็
ด
ห้าห้าอาจารย์สุชาติ
ใช่รุ่นของพระอาจารย์ไหมเจ้าค่ะโยมแม่พระ
รู้รู้รู้อยู่นะนะเคยไปหาเขานะหลวงพูดสุชาติ
เหมือนพระอาจารย์เลย
แต่มันไม่ได้สอนโยมไม่ได้สอนพระนะไม่ได้สอนโยมแล้วไม่รู้นะเนี่ยลุงจะมาหาบัวนะพระเอกนะ
ใช
่เจ็ดปีห้าปีติดสมาธินะ
ใช่ๆ
นะหลังจากห้าปีนะแปดเดือนอสุภะอสุภะนะถึงอนาคาจากอนาคาสองปีครึ่งนะเพื่อหาทั้งออกจากความหลงนะหลังจากนี้ก็สามเดือนถึงสู่กับอวิชชานี่ไม่ใช่เจ็ดเดือนไม่ใช่เจ็ดเดือนอย่างน้อยนะเมื่อคงเอาไม่ใช่พระเอกนะฮะมันก็ต้องมันเจ็ดสิบปีว่าเจ็ดชาตินะไม่แน่ใจนะต้องฝึกนะคงเอาพระก่อนนะทำไมก่อนก็อยู่กับลุงกับม้ากัวฝึก12ถึง18ชั่วโมงวันละทำได้ไหม
ทำได้ดิ
12ถึง18ชั่วโมงวันละ
ม
ัน
ไม่น่า
พะจันนั่นน่ะสิก็เช็ดชั่วโมงก่อนเหนื่อยแล้ว
7วัน7เดือน7ปีก็ท่องทุกวันเลย
ก็7วันนะมีที่สุดน่าก็พอกว่า7วัน24ชั่วโมงไม่ขาดสติ
ไง
นะไม่มีใครทำได
้
นะไม่มีใครทำได้นอกจากสมัยก่อนนะที่กับหลวงพ่อพระพุทธเจ้านะและเจ็ดเดือนไม่มีใครไม่เคยได้ยินนะไม่มีใครนะลุมพุลีนะมันยังเร็วที่สุดนะลุมพุลีที่ผู้ผ่าแดงนะสี่ปีผู้ผ่าอยู่กับลุงตานะอยู่สององค์นะลุงตาตีเต่าตีตลอดเวลานะนะเนี่ย
ใช่ใช่พระอาจารย์วันชัย
ว่าอาจารย์วันชัยก็นานนะ
พระอาจารย์สุดใจแล้วค่ะ
พระอาจารย์สุดใจก็ไม่ถึง
หลวงปู่บุญมีนะเจ้าคะ
หลวงปู่บุญมีไม่รู้หลวงปู่บุญมีใหญ่หรือหลวงปู่บุญมีเล็กหลวงพ่อคุณมีใหญ่เรื่องนี้ก็ไม่แน่ใช่ไหมเคยได้ยินลุงตาก็พูดนะแต่บางทีก็พูดนะเป็นผู้ใหญ่นะก็อาจจะผ่านไปได้นะแต่หลวงพ่อคุณมีก็ไม่แน่ใจนะไม่รู้นะมันจะผ่านยังไม่เคยถามและไม่เคยสนใจฮะ
พระอาจารย์ชลีก็ฉลาดมาก
อาจารย์ชลียังไม่ถึงโซเตาย ังไม่ได้ถึงโสดาปัตติมันฉลาดอยู่นะมันก็ฟังเทศหลวงตาก็ตลอดเวลานะมันฉลาดอยู่แล้วความฉลาดก็ไม่ใช่นะ
ใช่เจ้าค่ะความฉลาดไม่ใช่พ้นทุกข์
ไม่ใช่พ้นทุกข์นะ
ม
ัน
ข้ามสมาธิมันต
้
องม
ี
สมาธ
ิต้องมีสมาธินะ
ศ
ี
ลก็ต้องรักษาทานก็ต้องให้ใช่ไหม
ลุงปุ๊บผันยาก็เหมือนกันนะยังไม่ชอบนะก็มียาจอมโคติถามลุงตานะเรื่องลุงปุ๊บผันยานะฮะมันลุงปุ๊บผันยาชอบไปอย่างก็ถึงไหนถึงไหนนะลุงตาไม่ตอบแต่บอกว่านะแม่ลุงตาก็ถึงพระอนาคามีช่วงนั้นก็พูดนะแต่เรื่องลุงปู่พันยาไม่เคยพูดนะเมื่อรู้นะลุงปู่พันยาก็เป็นพระหันก็พูดออกเต็มทีนะเพราะว่าบางอ้องก็บอกว่านี่อ้องนี่ก็เป็นพระหันพออ้องนุ่งก็เป็นพระหันนะแต่เวลาถามนะญาติยอมก็ถามนะลุงปู่พันยาถึงไหนเฉย ม่ได้พูดนะ
พระอาจารย์แล้วแม่จันดีล่ะคะ
แม่จันดีก็ไม่แน่ใจนะก็อาจจะเป็นพระอนาคาก็ได้นะยังไม่แน่ใจตรงเรื่องนี้ก็ไม่เคยคุยนะ
ไม่ค่ะเพราะว่ามีโยมมาทำงานเกี่ยวกับความรู้อย่างนี
้
แล้วโยมก็ปฏิบัติแล้วก็มีเสียงแววเข้ามาว่าเอาแบบแม่ชนีก็ได้อะไรอย่างเงี
้ยแม่ชีแก้ว 100%
แม่ชีแก้วใช่เพราะองค์หลวงตาโต
ง่าเนี่ย
ใช
่แต่แม่ชนีก็ไม่แน่ใจนะก็ไม่รู้นะอาจจะเป็นอาจจะไม่เป็นตรงนี้ไม่ทราบที่ที่ดูความรู้สึกนะที่ดูอยู่ก็มันยังไม่ถึงแต่ฉันมั่นใจก็ถึง
พระอาจารย์สุธรรมนะเจ้าคะ
ไม่พูดหลวงปู่อินทวายอาจารย์สุธรรมก็ไม่พูดนะ
ปู่แบนนะคะ
โอ้ลำพู
น
เป็นแนวโห
ตั้งแต่เที่ยวละเอียดมากเลยอ่ะ
ดีสุดยอด
ส
ุ
ดยอดเลยค่ะมีความเมตตาสูงเป็นผู้ให้ทั้งชีวิตเลย
ก็พูดดีด้วย
ใช่แล้วก็อยู่กุดและ
พูดเพราะด้วยนะไม่เหมือนหลวงตานะหลวงตาไม่เคยพูดเพราะ
แต่หลวงตาเมตตามาก
มันตุตลอดเวลาแต่หลวงปู่เป็นไม่เคยตุหนักนะ
หลวงปู่แบนท่านวันที่ละสังขารทำให้เห็นเลยเจ้าค่ะท่านสร้างให้ทุกคนอยู่ดีกินดีแต่กุฏของท่านน่ะจะพังแหล่นี่พังแหล่นี่เจ้าค่ะที่ท่านจะไปนิพพานแล้วท่านทำให้เราเห็นสัจธรรมว่าจะเป็นต้องรออะไรมากเลย
โอเคเดี๋ยวนี้ก็ครั้งนี้ก็นะมาที่นี่มาปล่อยๆก็ได้นะเนี่ยเด้นี่อ่ะครั้งนี้ก็มาได้ช่วงโซเวสมาธิฮะThe moment we can enter samadhi and rest there for a while, then we see, you know, that the world doesn't bring us the happiness. I mean, all what we look is for peacefulness, happiness, you know. Where we're not torn apart, yeah, by our wishes, by our desires. Yeah? And that's a moment where we can experience, you know, this happiness, yeah? Or this peacefulness, where we are not torn apart. And when there is no future, and when there is no past, and when there is no fear, and when there is no loneliness, what do we need? At that moment, there are no wishes coming up because, I mean, there is no thoughts and no memories coming up. Yeah? And this gives us, you know, this gives us an hope. Yeah? And even the Lord Buddha said it is important for us to experience these kinds of states of mind. Yeah? Otherwise, we will never let go of the world. Yeah? So people who decide, you know, to let go of the world, yeah, without this experience, they will have a very hard time and most of the time will not make it. Yeah? So, if you decide, you know, to let go of the world, then the first thing that you have to do is enter samadhi. Yeah? Without entering samadhi, sooner or later you will give up. Yeah? Because, I mean, we know the world. Yeah? It has so much excitement, yeah? That we can latch on to. Yeah? And it gives us, you know, short-lived happiness. Yeah? Or short-term excitement, you know, where we think, you know, this is worthwhile. But if we don't have that samadhi, that gives us long-time happiness, long-time peacefulness, where we can see that, I mean, everything when we go out in the world, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, we are like in a, yeah, in a war, yeah, where the kilesas constantly contact us. Not only our own kilesas, but the other people as well. They constantly bombard us, you know, with their wishes, with their imaginations, you know, with their views and opinions about us, yeah? We ourselves don't know who we are, you know, and they know who we are, yeah? I mean, this is amazing, yeah? They tell us all sorts of things about us that we don't even know, yeah? Because we are not sure of ourselves, how we are, who we are, and what we are. But then the next step is, you know, for the investigation. Yeah? And the investigation is that what shows the heart, yeah, where it is attached to. And that's what we have to cut down. We have to cut down on the attachment. First of all, you know, there are five khandhas, there are five groups, the body, feeling, thoughts, memory, and association, and consciousness. These things we are attached to. Yeah? That's what we believe. That makes us our personality. Yeah. I mean, when you think about your personality, it's all these five together.
Yeah? Excuse me. How do you just translate sankhara? Which word did you use for sankhara?
Sankhara, memory, association. Yeah. That's how Lungta Mahapua translated it. Yeah? Yeah. I mean, Papancha is another word, and I don't know what. I mean, there are so many mistranslations in the Western world. Yeah, I mean, how do you translate sati? Yeah, with mindfulness. Yeah? How do you translate dukkha? You know, with suffering. Yeah. Sati is mind emptiness. Mm-hmm. When the mind is completely empty and knows what is going on in the heart, it is not full of one thing. Yeah. Samadhi is concentration. Samadhi is mindfulness. Yeah? But sati is knowingness, is awareness. Gevasa. Yeah? Without touching this or touching that. When we are mindful, we do touch, you know, I mean, this is okay. You know, so our mind is full of one thing. Yeah? That is concentration. That is important. Yeah? We have to be mindful, but we have to develop the sati. And I mean, when you don't know the real meaning of these words, I mean, you look for the wrong thing. Yeah. When you think about sati, and there was one time, you know, when Lungta explained it, you know, very clearly, and then I understood. Ah, that is sati. He said, the moment you have sati, there are no kilesas coming into the mind. So that means you are completely empty of thoughts. You are completely empty of memories. Yeah? You just know. Yeah? And then I understood, it has nothing to do with mindfulness. I mean, I think people are very mindful, but they have no sati. Yeah? They don't know what is going on, what is deciding in their heart. Yeah? And you can see that very clearly, a person who has sati and a person who has mindfulness. And Lungta Mahapua also said, yeah, a person who has sati, he doesn't make any mistake. But a person who is very mindful can make a lot of mistakes. Mm. Yeah? Because he thinks about the things that he is doing. Mm. So, in dukkha, the same thing. How is dukkha translated? As suffering. Yeah? It's not suffering. I mean, it is a container that contains boredom, restlessness, dis-ease, discomfort, pain and suffering. And then we understand, we have that every day. Huh? Every day, you know, I mean, we just wake up and we don't want to get up. Then it's already dukkha. Yeah? We are hungry. It's dukkha. It's a dukkha of the body. Yeah? We are feeling discomfort. Yeah? Bodily discomfort or heart discomfort. It's dukkha. Yeah? And it is the first noble truth. So if you do not really understand the first noble truth, yeah? If you ask your friends at college, do they suffer? Yeah? I mean, they don't say, I'm not suffering. Mm-hmm. So why should I find a way out? Yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm not suffering. Yeah, I mean, even in Germany, people are not really suffering. There's hardly people. Yeah, there are some people suffering. Yeah? Nowadays, even more. But, I mean, when you ask your friends, and hardly anybody is suffering. But everybody has to. So if we don't understand the first noble truth, I mean, we don't get the meaning, you know, and we don't want to find the way out. Yeah? And then the second noble truth is the noble truth about the cause for our suffering. And this is the desire, yeah? Tanha. We want something or we don't want something. Yeah? People, you know, only think about, you know, wanting something that is causing dukkha. Yeah? But if I don't want to meet a person, yeah, because I don't like him, you know, I mean, he's constantly getting on my nerves. That's also dukkha. That's also not wanting. And wanting is the cause, you know, the desire is the cause for our dukkha. Yeah? So the moment we don't want anything, and that's what we experience on samadhi, we don't want anything for that moment. I mean, it's so peaceful. Yeah? And then we come out, and then we want something. Yeah? So we see, you know, the cause of dukkha. So we see and understand the second noble truth. The third noble truth is just a just a direction, you know, just a goal. You know, there's an end of dukkha. And the fourth noble truth actually teaches us, right? The sila, yeah, what I explained before, the five precepts. Then samadhi, the ability to go into samadhi. And then the important thing that really gets rid of the attachment of ourself, yeah, is investigation, yeah, of the body, yeah, of the five kinds. Body, feelings, thoughts, memory and association and consciousness. Yeah. And the first thing that we investigate, is the body. Because we attach to this body. Mm-hmm. Attachment is not only positive attachment. Some people hate their body. It's also attachment. Mm-hmm. Huh? They want to kill themselves. It's so hard, you know, they want to get rid of this body. It's also attachment. Yeah? So that's why we have to investigate the body. And the investigation of the body takes a very, very long time. Yeah? It goes through three stages of enlightenment. Yeah? The first stage is sotapanna, stream entry. Then it is once return, and then it is non-return. And it all is within the realm of the body, and together with the bodily feeling. Yeah? Of course, and with the senses. Because the body gives us certain senses. The senses of sight, the senses of feel, senses of smell, the senses of... And the taste, you know, the senses of touch, yeah? And the senses of thing. Yeah? So investigation of the body. For the first stage of enlightenment, we need to understand that the body and the chitta are two different things. Yeah? It's just like you drive your car. Yeah? The car, yeah, is a nice thing, yeah. But you are the driver. Yeah? So the driver and the car are two different things. Yeah? And if you understand, if you just followed, you know, the five khandhas in Pali, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhan, vinya. Yeah? But there's, within the five khandhas, there's no chitta. Hmm? So the chitta is the driver of the body. Yeah? When the chitta goes out of the body just is, yeah, it's a dead tree stump. No, it's not dead, it's a tree stump. Yeah? When the chitta comes back in the body moves. Yeah? When the chitta goes out of the body just is there. Yeah? And it can stay there in this state without the chitta for 7 days, and then it dies. It can maintain itself for 7 days. After 7 days, it will die when the chitta doesn't come back. Yeah? It's the owner. The chitta is the owner of the body. Yeah? And you will see in samadhi, when you really go deep into samadhi, the body does not move anymore because the chitta is completely absorbed within itself. So the body doesn't bother us when within samadhi. So you can see, you can get a feeling, you know, the chitta and the body are different. I mean, if you go then, you know, into the deep state of samadhi where the body disappears, and then the whole universe disappears, then you really see, then you really get an understanding. But this understanding is not yet really enough, yeah? Because when you come back, you know, I mean, you're still attached to this body. So you really have to get outside of the body and see the body as something different than the chitta. Yeah? And there are some exercises for it. Yeah? And then the next stage with this, yeah, and the first two fetters cut, yeah, the fetter of doubt that there's heaven and hell, the fetter, you know, that we don't keep the five precepts, that is also a fetter, yeah. Constantly wanting this, you know, and we know, it's not, probably not okay, yeah. One time is no time, yeah. You always say that. And all our friends are doing, yeah. And nothing happens to them, yeah. But we don't see them, yeah. I mean, sometimes I go a little bit higher on the mountain, yeah. I mean, in samadhi. And then see all these people, you know. I mean, in their big cars, you know, with their stereo on, with their coke and beer and so on, and happy, you know. And then I look where is the road ending? Boom. Hell. Yeah. And they laugh, you know, and they think, and they laugh about me. Oh, why is he so stupid, you know, walking the stony path, yeah? I know, I see that. I see where the road ends, yeah? That's what we normally don't see, yeah? So, this attachment to the body is so important and it is so difficult. So difficult to get disentangled from the body, to see that the body and the citta are two different things. Right? Just imagine you are born in the car, you die in the car and never get out of the car. You have to assume you are the car. Huh? And that's what we assume. We are born, the citta is born in this body and dies in this body, so it assumes it's a body. And then it takes on the next body. I mean, it doesn't take very long to take on the next life, you know, to take on another form. Yeah? So most people don't even realize it, yeah, that they are switching bodies. Yeah, so they still think, you know, that this body, even if they are ghosts, they think they are this ghost body, you know. And even if they are in hell, they still feel it. Yeah, how can they not feel it? You know, if they disentangled from the body, hell wouldn't mean anything to them. Yeah. So, I mean, this disentanglement from the body is very important, yeah? So, but then we know, I mean, the body and the citta are two different things, or the driver and the car are two different things, but we still love our car. We polish it, you know, we tune it, you know, we do all sorts of things for the car because we love it. You know? So the next two stages is to investigate this car, you know, to open up the hood, you know, to see what is under the hood. And then to grab it, oh, I mean, you get all filthy, you know, the moment you grab it. And that is called a super practice, or loathsomeness of the body. And then in the West, they misunderstand that. They think we have to make that body loathsome. You just open up a body, yeah, and you will puke. Yeah, what you see is not what you like. Yeah, so. I mean, when I was working, for Philips for medical systems. Eh? So I was working with doctors, very closely with Eppendorf, you know, hospital, university hospital. Eh? And yeah, I knew a lot of doctors. You know, the first time they went into pathology and they opened up the body. I mean, there are two consequences. Either they threw up or they fell over unconscious. And it's only opening up. I mean, they haven't done anything. They haven't taken out the heart or the lungs or the things or that, yeah? I mean, they open just the skin, yeah? And then you see this inside and you get disgusted. We don't have to make the body disgusting. We think already it is disgusting, yeah? We just need to see it, you know, the way it is, you know, and then we feel disgusted, yeah? And that takes a long time. And that reduces greed and hate. And that's the most powerful thing. Yeah? Our greed is always in connection with the body. Our hate is always in connection with the body. So the more we do and see the loathsomeness of this body, and understand, I mean, without the body, I mean, we can experience all these things. Yeah? I mean, we can think, we can see, we can hear, you know, and also, yeah? Why do we need this body? You know? But we are attached to this body. Just like people are attached to their video games. Huh? You play video games?
No.
But your friends. Huh? And yeah. They constantly play, you know, on the phone. You see, wherever you go, you know, now even the school kids, you know, I mean, you constantly see them playing. Yeah? Now think about, you know, these people playing with a video game, you know, and we are attached to this life, this video game called life. Because when the game over, we look for another video game. Mm-hmm. Huh? We look for another life. And that's what we have to cut down. Mm. Okay? Enough for today.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah? Yeah, sure.
English?
Deutsch? Kannst du auch fragen. Okay. Yeah. He can ask questions in English, he can ask questions in German. Yeah. But it...
I can ask.
Yeah, yes, he can even ask questions in Hebrew. This is where we were. Yeah, I mean, we are trained from youth on, you know, to understand here. Hmm? Nobody trains us this. Yeah? And if you do the practice, yeah, and that is when you look at, you know, the Western style of meditation, it's always here. Yeah? Right? Okay, you get some calm, but you know, this is, yeah. And you force it. Mm. Yeah. Meditation is all about observing. Not understanding. It's observing, like the physicist, you know, like the physicist. I mean, in the 1920s, I mean, we had so many inventions. We had so many understandings. How did they do it? They observed the process of what is happening. If they could observe the process till the end, then they understood instantly. They didn't need to use their brains to understand. They understood what is going on because they saw it with their own eyes. And that's exactly what we do in practice. We observe, we see with our own eyes what is happening. And then the heart understands on its own. And the heart is the only thing that can let go. Because even if we want to let go with our brain, we cannot let go. And that is one lesson Lungdo Mahapo taught me. I knew it in my heart that this is impossible because everybody in the West taught me, oh, you have to let go. And I told, no, I can't let go, you know, I still decide. Mm-hmm. Huh? And then I came to Lungdo Mahapo, you know, it didn't take long, you know, and he said, I mean, tell an aunt, you know, that is on the roof, or when it wants to go to the floor to let go. I mean, an aunt doesn't break its leg, it doesn't have both, you know. All what it needs to do, it's for. Yeah? It doesn't know this command. All what it knows is put one leg at one time, you know, in front of each other, and then move up, you know, to the ceiling, you know, down the wall, you know, and then it is on the floor. That's it. You cannot let go. The only thing that can let go is the heart. But you're not in control of the heart, and the heart has never listened to it. Huh? But you can make the heart understand what is going on. And the moment the heart understands what is going on, the heart... this is so long time that I talk. You have a child that is on the stove, on the hot stove, puts his hand on, and then looks, looks in that direction. Yeah? And whatever happens there, it accuses of burning its head. Yeah? All what you need to do is turn the head of that child to where the hand is on the fire. And then it automatically retracts. You don't have to tell that child. Yeah? Once you see that the hand is on fire, then you automatically retract. But if you don't see, you will never. Yeah? You will accuse everybody, everything, you know, that is happening in front of your eyes, you know, for your pain. Yeah? But for us it is, you know, to teach, to look down what the heart is doing. In the moment the heart sees, it itself puts the hand on the fire, you don't have to tell the heart to pull it back. Yeah? You understand that? That's the key. Okay, enough for today,
I think I realize now you say that like the problem, the real problem is in the heart.
Yeah.
This is where
And we have to, the problems that we create in the mind, we can sometimes solve with the mind, you know, but the problems that are created in the heart, we cannot solve with the mind, yeah? So we have to look in the heart, and that is the most difficult for us, yeah? No matter if you're Israeli, no matter if you're German, the Malays are a little bit less educated, you know, but we are so highly trained, yeah? We try to solve all the problems with our brain, yeah? And it is very difficult for us to look in the heart, yeah? But nowadays the young generation, you know, of the Thais are, they're all the same. I mean, there is no difference, yeah? I mean, I can't see any difference between the young Thais and the young Europeans anymore. Yeah, all school. Yeah, yeah? All brain and all playing with their smartphone. Yeah, everybody. Yeah, they have no more interest in. Yeah, I mean, you see the people, the older people come to the temples. Yeah? So, yeah, I mean, go to your heart and you ask him. Yeah. You can tell you all the stories about what is in his heart. I mean, so many things are coming up. The moment you open the heart, you know, it is like you open your attic where you have just stuffed all the things in, yeah? All the memories, all these unwanted experience that you have stuffed in your attic, you open the door of the attic, boom, it blows out, you know? And you feel you can't take it. Yes, you can take it. Yeah? And then you just remove step, yes? Yeah?
Move something for that.
Yeah, I mean it can take years, you know, for the heart to empty, yeah. But once it is empty, then we can clean it, yeah. But yeah. I mean, even if you're young, I mean your heart is so full of all these things. This age has nothing to do, you know, I mean. So many lives we have lived, so many experiences we have, you know, and all these things, unsolved things, you know, are still in the heart. Yeah? I mean, it takes it from one life to the next. Yeah, yeah? I mean, wherever you go, you take your problems with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, you know, I mean, you also can come here, you know, practice if you want. Yeah. You always have place, huh?
Should I advise if I want to come?
Nein, du kommst genauso wie heute. Okay. You come with your backpack and then you. Okay, I want to stay here. Yeah.
It's possible to come for one night also.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're not,
well, I did it 4 years ago. It's really...
What?
I came with my backpack 4 years ago and
still. Yeah, he didn't go back.
If it's possible, I will come tomorrow for one night before I go today.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
I'm getting old. Yeah. How old are you?
26.
20?
6.
26. 46?
45.
45.
Soon 46.
Kommst du aus der ehemaligen DDR?
Niveau?
Was?
Ich bin der Franke aus Nürnberg.
Ein Nürnberger?
Ja, aber ich wohne in Berlin seit 20 Jahren.
Nürnberger. Ach, in Nürnberg gibt es doch nein, nicht
mehr. Mutodaya.
Ja, Mutodaya. Ja, sind auch alle verkopft.
Das ist das deutsche Ding wahrscheinlich, ja? Das deutsche
Nein, nicht, das ist deutsch, das ist Englisch genauso.
Hm.
Ja? Englisch oder Amerika? Oh, that's a nice thing. I mean, I talked before about the Buddha. Yeah? There was an Arahant, yeah? I mean, he lived in the States, yeah? I think he lived in Los Angeles. I forgot his name. Doesn't matter. Yeah? He was invited to Insight Meditation Center in New York, yeah? Upstate New York, they had an Insight Meditation. And because he was quite famous within America, you know, being a Thai meditation master. So they invited him. And then the organizers of the retreat said, I mean, you can teach everything except asupa, except the loathsomeness of the body. I mean, they just don't want, Americans don't want to hear about the loathsomeness of the body. I mean, British as well, you know, they don't want to hear this. Yeah? And Germans probably are okay with it. So, for 3 weeks, now the retreat was for 3 weeks, he taught nothing but loathsomeness. Of course, they never invited him again. But, you know, I mean, don't tell an Arahant what to teach or not to teach. Oh, they were so pissed, you know, but they couldn't uninvite him, you know, because... But probably the people who listen to his talks, you know, got a lot from him. Yeah, it's the most important. I mean, Lungta Mahabho, my teacher, I mean, he hardly talked about samadhi, yeah? I mean, he, you know, that was a prerequisite. I mean, to his monks, he hardly talked about the precept, yeah? Because that was a prerequisite, yeah? We have to enter samadhi, we have to keep the precept. So he was talking only about a super practice. Every talk, nearly every talk. Yeah? Sometimes he got a little bit further, but most of the time, you know, only. Make a true truth the body, see, you know, lawsomeness of the body, you know, disentangle yourself, and so on and so on. It's the most important thing, yeah? I mean, that's where greed and hate goes away. Okay? So how long you want to stay? You don't know?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm not here for now, and then, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah, from the other monk gave it to me to give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You got this one? Yeah, then take this one. Yeah, I mean, you can leave it.
Yeah,
but this is, yeah. Don't praise my book, huh?
It's free.
If I come tomorrow, what time would be a good time to be here?
Same time, probably.
Today I was late because my motorbike was stuck between cars and I had to wait for the driver to come. That's why I was so late this morning.
Yeah, I mean, come. Yeah, I mean, you just made it in time. Yeah, I mean, if you come a little bit earlier. Yeah.
That's why. Good. Thank you.
So if you have some questions, you know, you can ask him in Hebrew, you know?
Yes. Yeah? Actually, it's much beneficial. It's beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, your own language is always more beneficial.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't know the answer, he asks me.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.